The question is on Fusion and whether you eventually will pass the break-even point on it. Anybody care to respond?
Well, I don't think the authors of the Fusion plan are here. I'd say that technology is either going to achieve that tipping point or not. I think you put your finger on the right issue. If that can be done, then energy from fusion would be incredibly plentiful and inexpensive. And because of that potential, it's worth investing in. But that is what needs to be proven, and still is a matter of some scientific advance in order to achieve that tipping point.
We did not have a consensus on the panel on that issue. My own view is that that will be achieved. And to get to Ray's point here, I think we will demonstrate whether it can be achieved within the next 10 years. I mean, I don't think we're that far away from having a yes or no on whether it's achievable.
But in contrast, solar is not that speculative. It has been demonstrated with small-scale solutions that solar energy can be collected much more efficiently, with efficiencies of 30, 40, or even more percent, with lightweight materials that ultimately can be produced inexpensively. And it has already attracted billions of dollars of venture investment. And quite aside from the attraction of renewable energy that's clean, there's a small matter of the $2 trillion budget we spend on energy. So there's plenty of motivation, not to mention the geostrategical implications.
Other questions?